like trouble unless I've caused it. Watch out, world, because I'm shining brighter than ever. Life is a journey, not a competition. Diamonds aren't a girl's best friend. Champagne is. I'm no fool, but I don't mind acting like one.
Fake news I can handle. Fake people, not in this life.
Keep your standards high and your stilettos higher.
Hello, friends. It is the Unreal Housewives podcast with Nick and Malk. That is right. The Unreal Housewives podcast with Nick and Malk. I'm Malk.
I'm Nick.
And we are back, baby. And Jeepers Creepers, Nick McLachlan. Cairns Carnes has appeared to just pull everything out for us all at once.
We saw it all. We saw Biffo. We saw beautiful moments. We saw more Biffo. What an episode.
Look, there is so much that we need to cover. There is so much that we need to talk about that, honestly.
Eight pages.
And look, let me tell you, while I have acknowledged that I've tried to not be very sweary, tonight, friends, it is all about fucking Angelie, let me tell you. I am just so ready. We're glad that you could join us.
We really are. Yep. If you're on the Facebook page, great. Yes. If you are coming... watching us on Insta.
Instagram is here. Look, that's the Unreal Housewives podcast on Instagram. Sorry, Nick.
I feel like tonight, you, Steve, under your breath swearing at me for ever coming up with the idea of having an Instagram account for the podcast, because
can't even keep up.
Given the sweariness, I feel like it's a lot more work than it really should be. But we thank you. Everyone thanks you.
And look, it's a public service we provide. People are probably watching us on the Facebook feed. That is facebook.com/Unreal Housewives Podcast. Just as we know that Danny is, because he's already popped up to say hello and welcome back to my fave part of Sunday. Can you believe we're halfway through the season? No, Danny. Correct. I cannot believe that.
I was thinking today this must be the halfway point. Like, have we had confirmation that it's 10 episodes? Do we know?
Yes, guaranteed 10. I think it's 10 plus the reunion. So we are halfway. I don't believe that the 10th episode is the reunion. I think it's 10 plus reunion. Plus, and just by the way, hello again to our Instagram friends. We know that
every time. Hello.
We're glad you can join us. We want you to know that if you want to comment, you have to come over to Facebook. Cool. Right.
Again, so glad we set up that Instagram account. I look a bit like a dropped pie tonight.
I think you're killing it, quite frankly. I mean, my hairstyle is falling in the toilet. I don't know what's going on. Friends, it's important that you every week come along, you join in. We love it when you're here. But of course, also that you tell us all about your comments, give us a 5-star review for the podcast, and leave a review, because we are more than happy to tell you about it. That's the push. Plus, we want you to just get your friends to subscribe. You don't have to listen. Just download the podcast.
We're only interested in numbers. That's it.
That's right. Nick, I know that we have frequent on-air pre-show meetings. What is this week's question of the week?
Okay.
We do have one. Remember, I talked about it last week.
I know. And do you think I can remember it?
I'll give you a hint. It is, what is the best quote that Gamble has delivered? That is our question of the week.
Right.
Your best Gamble quote, friends, and let me tell you, there's plenty.
There are many. Oh, and there is my friend Amanda, who's arrived online.
Hello, Amanda. It's great to have you here commenting. So, you know, I'm here. Look, it's important as our numbers climb towards double digits. We are so up ourselves. We're glad that you guys could all join us. Thank you so much. And look, Danny has weighed in as well just before we kick off. Can I just start by saying we have a new Petit Fleur in the house. Twice the ego and even more obnoxious. Whoever could he be talking about?
Who could he be? I'm gonna stab in the dark. I'm gonna say it's Kylie Kyler. I could be wrong.
I'm pretty sure you're fucking wrong. Previously,
I think I am wrong. I know.
That's all right. We'll see where we land. Previously on the Real Housewives of Melbourne, Cairns Carnes opened up for Jackie's drama free. And for Instagram, drama-free baby moon, not fucking Angelie stirs shit up. And Janet and Kylie blow right up. And that was just last week. That's before we get into this week's episode. It's going to be incredible. So we're still in Cairns Cairns, Nick.
We're still in Cairns. I think for a minute there, I thought we were going to be only having one episode in Cairns Cairns. But I'm
no, they've really stretched this baby.
Yeah, they really have.
Consider that it's taken two and a bit episodes. Hello to Debbie, who is joining us from Queensland. She always looks forward to listening to us. Well, I'm just glad that you're here, Debbie. You really bring it out. Amanda has brought out the champagne glasses because, quite frankly, that's all it's got to be. And I'm with Danny. I'm loving the fact that Jackie is loving herself sick.
She her really body positivity
is. In the bikini is great.
She looks fantastic.
So while the ladies are kind of recovering, and I think that it's interesting that Simone has decided to lead a diversion on the baby moon. She's taking Janet and our crazy Auntie Gam Gam for a retreat on the golf course. So they're catching a helicopter to fly up to Port Douglas. I mean, the thing that I'm noticing the most out of this, honestly, Nick, is that the budget has improved sight with no overseas trip.
Because from what I know, having not been up there because I'm a very crap Queenslander,
yes,
it's less than an hour to go from Port Douglas to Cairns Cairns.
You'd give it a solid hour for the drive. Enjoyable right. drive.
So, you know, getting a helicopter, I mean, I'm 100% here for it, but
lazy 25
it does,
minutes.
It is an indication of the budget. I feel like we're stealing not just props from The Bachelor, but you know, some of the budget.
Budget from The Bachelor. Let's have a look at how good a time it was.
Last night was pretty chilly. Lucky we're in far north Queensland.
We're here on Jackie's baby moon, and today we're going to go and play a little bit of golf. And I've chosen to take Gamble and Janet because I think after last night, we need to lighten up the mood a little bit.
How are we getting there?
Well, we're going to go up in a helicopter.
Yay!
A what?
Shut up!
Over the barrier reef.
Yes, oh yes, God. We are going to have a ball. All right, woo! Let's go, girls.
Yay. Oh, my God. Thank you so
Don't
much.
Be so much fun. Oh,
and it's I'm red. So, it's oh so God. Cute. I can't wait.
I mean, who doesn't love a red helicopter? I mean, probably plenty of people, but I love red helicopter.
And look, the important thing, Nick, that we learned from that clip is that Gamble loves red helicopter.
Look, she really does. And it, not enough red helicopter in her life. I feel like there's probably a bit of red helicopter in Janet's life going forward, a new life.
Yes, the $43 million house life that is going forward. The thing that points out for me in this, and I'm a little bit with Danny, he does point out that the golf course has been done. It is kind of boring. But we need to give Simone an opportunity to kind of get the ladies on her home turf. You know, when you're in business, as we know, Simone is, it is all about the golf course. That's where the deals are done. I am noticing, though, that the babies are already cutting into Jackie's social life. Look, she's not able to eat alcohol. She's not able to get out and golf.
Well, I feel like it wouldn't so much be the golf that's the issue. It would be the ride in the golf cart because I love the golf cart. Someone needs to make a supercut of all the housewives in golf carts. If you Google housewives and golf carts, because literally every franchise has had a golf cart episode, and it's hilarious. Yes. And none of them can drive. They're all either high or
horrendous.
And so, yeah, Jackie, there's no place for a pregnant woman.
As Amanda rightly points out, George and Julia are on Hamilton Island, just saying. Port Douglas is so very 1999.
It is a bit 1999. I'm surprised. I'm just surprised that they chose that, like Port Douglas, Cairns Cairns.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got to keep it in the country. And in May this year, they didn't have much of an opportunity to go to too many places. And I think the problem with Hamilton Island is that as much as they like to contain things, when you're on an island, you kind of can't get away from the general public.
Yeah, that's
true. I did note that Simone noticed that on the helicopter, she said it was just like Top Gun. It made me wonder, Nick, who's Goose?
Who's Goose? See, I feel like the discussion...
We may find out in this episode.
A little bit awkward given what happened to Goose in Top Gun. So, you know, do we really want to be going down that road?
for those that haven't seen the 1984 classic Top Gun,
what's starring wrong with Tom Cruise,
firstly, where the hell have you been? What? And secondly, Goose dies. Spoilers. It's only been 30 years, right?
It's one of the saddest movie deaths of all time.
Oh, mate, the crying and the Tom Cruise having an angsty moment. It's pretty great. Back at the hotel, Jackie, Angeli, and Cherry are getting pampered.
They're having mani-pedis.
Jackie needs a full-body exorcism. That's what's going on.
but someone's missing. Where's Kylie? Kylie
is MIA, and according to Cherry, she's spending time in her room. That's code for couldn't be fucked.
I reckon, someone or a producer said, you go and have a good hard think about yourself.
Yes, and you are don't not be getting stirring enough trouble. Stirring off? I said that out loud. I said stirring up. Move on. It's okay.
She's upset. She's probably a bit angry.
Mm.
Cherry then goes and asks Jackie how Janet's doing. And I'm sort of surprised that after so many seasons, Jackie continues the old, they should sort it out amongst themselves. They really need to sort it. I disagree strongly with this on the basis that that is not what this show is about.
If there is no camera, it doesn't happen.
We want nothing done privately. So, I get that they have a part to play, all of these women, and it. But get your hand.
But is exactly the right answer, Nick McLachlan. We don't know what's going on. I will point out that fucking Angeli is still shit stirring in the midst of all of this. Because when Jackie is asked about Janet, she acknowledges that Janet doesn't let her know everything and Jackie's okay with that. That, friends, is how a friendship works.
An ordinary
one friendship. Doesn't tell the other person everything all the time. I don't tell Nick everything. We still have secrets.
So many secrets.
They're probably for the best, really. In the helicopter, Janet is getting a lesson in geography with Yorkie's Knob.
Yorkie's Knob is low-hanging fruit, pardon. Really? The so double pun.
we might double back to Yorkie's Knob. We'll see how we go. Gam Gam, however, notes that she wants to go and live in the hills and grow dope.
Of course she does.
It's a burgeoning industry in Australia. You can get onto the CBD oil situation. But when we get to the country club, and I don't want to lean into this too much because the more interesting thing happens once they're off the greens, it is time for a round. Gam Gam has good memories of alighting helicopters, the poor dear.
Oh, my God.
Seen this on, I wish I should have done a supercut of Gamble falling out of helicopters.
Gamble falling out of a helicopter is...
Every time.
It's a special good. Treat from the producers to leave that in. Because and my I guess just wanna, is she'd prefer it not to be in.
Yes, and I just want to offer that. Look, there's an unfortunate oversight by the producers in tonight's episode. They did not give Dave the golf pro his own master interview. Because goodness gracious, that man needed to be debriefed like he was in some kind of weird cult experience. He had no idea what was coming for him. Particularly, and this is the first thing that happens, when Janet starts driving the golf cart with him in it, because she doesn't trust the other two, and Simone and Gamble prove why they can't be trusted. Because Gamble enjoys Simone's driving because it makes her scream, and that's the first time she screamed since she got there, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, Yorkie's Knob.
That was on my list of, Gamble's best quotes because, again, she was on fire tonight.
Yes. And a reminder, friends, this question of the week, our QOTW for this week, what's your favourite Gamble quote? And, look, I'll share mine at the end, but there literally is a plethora of great Gamble quotes. Oh, there's so many. As I said, just even in tonight's episode. Now, the important thing that friends need to remember, Far North Queensland is the home of the saltwater crocodile. And they do tend to climb into your water hazards on your golf courses. So when Dave announces that there are 10 crocs on the golf course, he wasn't meaning those rubbery shoes. Thanks. That's all it deserved. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry. I wasn't there for that.
How good was Gamble's swing, right? She's no golfer. One ball and it's all for the croc.
Swing and a miss.
And then taps in a divot. Sorry about your lawn, mate.
Lawn. So the disrespect.
It's pretty amazing. It's not spectacular, is it?
Yeah, she doesn't care.
back at the pampering. Meanwhile, in Cairns Cairns, Jackie got really emotional with the blow up. And she asks the other ladies, who we will remind you as Angelie and Cherry, is that what happens? Meaning, is this when you get pregnant and your emotions are all over the place? Is this how you respond to things? Do you get emotional? Because heaven forbid a Croatian woman should get emotional.
100 times, yes. That is exactly what happens. Now, it's been a while, but, you know, I shouted and sobbed my way through both pregnancies. And
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I did write down here, it's great to see working out what is going on with her hormones and emotions. And a public service announcement, do not mess with a pregnant Croatian woman.
Really, really don't. And she's, I mean,
so when she asks, have you felt your thighs clapping?
You say
yes. How do you answer that correctly?
You say yes.
Yes. Well, look, let me tell you, Cherry has some great advice.
What I'm finding being pregnant is everything's heightened. Even when I got upset a little bit last night, Kyla, I got really emotional. Is that what happens when you're pregnant?
Absolutely. And I was worried about you, Jackie. I feel like when you're pregnant, you feel just everything.
Yeah. Everything's heightened.
Absolutely. I know. And you're always sort of slightly on the edge of either a massive laughing fit or
about crying. So that is normal?
Very normal.
I don't know what's going on with these pregnancy hormones, but I want to smack something. Is that bad?
Did you ever feel your thighs clapping?
I've never felt that.
Is that bad to say? I'm
that
like looking
normal,
going...
normal, Jackie.
All I feel is rumpy and beach whaley. Like there's no other thing to say other than that. Fucking beach whale, mate.
What about breast milk? I hear these horror stories of the milk just sprays.
And my advice to you, Jackie, is massage your boobs as much as you can.
Massage the boobs.
Get right in there. Don't be shy.
Yes.
And that milk will come spurting out, but you need to release it.
Oh, Jerry.
Can I just point out, apart from some pretty great advice from Cherry, which is always, ladies, massage your boobs. Like, do it.
For a variety of reasons.
Oh, please. I mean, if nothing else, to make sure that there's no little cancery things going on. That's for serious.
We are a medical podcast as well.
Yeah, know your bumps. That's the official advice. In fact, the tagline of the Unreal Housewives podcast, know your bumps. I have to say, that to put this on record, Jackie looks fucking awesome. Honestly, the whole pregnancy thing, she's killing it.
She's killing it. She's not feeling it. And there is a point.
No.
There is a point sort of around about where she is, and my guess is, I haven't done the maths, but she's around about 5 months.
I think so.
As we're watching this, it's a shitty time in new pregnancy because you sort of
particularly
don't
with look, twins.
You don't look complete like normally pregnant. You just look fat, and you feel fat.
Everything grows and things.
Everything's
growing,
and nothing's growing in proportion. And and you want to have like the nice pregnant bump, but it's a bit of a rubbish time. That it gets good after about 7 months.
She's owning it though. Like she's doing okay.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, back on the golf course.
Look amazing.
Oh, they look amazing.
Can I just
say? Like we said last week, her own postcode. It's doing fine. Meanwhile, back on the golf course, Simone, of course, can play.
And she has a glove. Very profesh players.
Super.
Wear a golf glove.
By the way, during this this session tonight, we got a whole bunch of new master interview looks.
We did.
Look at me paying attention to fashion.
That's impressive. Because
I can't be taught.
That would make sense because we're halfway through.
What was it? They get three master interview looks we learned.
Three master interview looks.
And we're on to look number two.
Gamble. I love gamble. Am I the first one to think of golf billiards? Probably.
No.
Yeah. Has that been done?
Oh, look, many a drunk player have knelt down and had a bit of a...
Really?
One of them? Yeah. They've had a real go. She did decide to try and call the crocodile, which was always fun. but what I thought was beautiful, in the whole setup of this scene, we've essentially seen them play one hole. One down,
and
17 to go, and Janet's off to the 19th.
Yeah. And they're so over it.
So we got to have – Gam-Gam's got to have a beer while the other ladies have a champagne. Oh, my God.
Well, Gam-Gam has a hangover. There's a tear of the dog for her because she got rat-faced last night, or, like, the previous night. So she's sort of my guess is probably still over the limit.
Yes, so. And she's blaming it on being a poor performer, which I think is a reasonable thing. But look, Janet loves Gam Gam's ass and a few other things. It wouldn't surprise me if she takes photos to get some of her own sculpting done, but that's where that landed. Simone is horrified and is quickly learning that everything that comes out of Gamble's mouth, that's Gam Gam. That's who she is.
Yeah, and you just have to
roll with the punches.
You're never going to change her. You have to just roll with it.
Mate, if Wolfie, if the man with the money can't change Gamble, ain't no way one of her girlfriends are going
to
change
her. Why would we want to?
No, God, look, honestly, if somebody suggested that Gamble should change, get off.
Get out of the way. Yep.
Danny is right in saying that Janet's new, her second master interview look is fab. Oh, mate, I think they've all got it going on. But agree, I think Janet's is particularly excellent. We'll point it out, Danny. That's excellent. Friends, don't forget, comment on the Unreal Housewives podcast from Nick and Mulk Facebook page where this live stream is going out because we want to share your comments throughout the show like we have with here. Now, they have to debrief the Simone Cherry blow-up because we haven't had that. At least they haven't. We got it last week, friends, as you well know. By the way, our full interview with Simone Elliott is up on our Facebook page, and we know that you loved it. We're trying to arrange so many more of them, and we will deliver them to you in the same way. Full, unadulterated, unedited interviews with the housewives. But Simone explains her side. By the way, Gam Gam's pissed you didn't get to see it in first person. But Simone explains her side, and fucking Anjali is indeed right in the middle.
Right in the middle of it. Yeah, and look,
Simone, I have to share this. This was an important quote. It comes to you from Yorkie's knob. She went round the back door. Simone literally said that. I'm not.
Did she say that?
That's out of her human mouth.
I see. I'm enjoying Simone more and more, and knowing that she, you know.
Except I don't think it was intentional. I think it happened.
You reckon?
Yeah, no, there's no question it was an accident. But I'll take it. I just want to jump in, Nick. A big hello to all of the viewers that have come over now that the block has finished. We're so glad you could join us.
Oh, yes. What a night
so
that
much
was.
Money. Right at the what end of the show, I'll read out the reserves, which I have on a piece of paper here. Not the reserves, the sale prices.
The sale prices, because they're stupid.
Yes. Anyway, we're not another block podcast.
Simone is upset about two things.
Yes, what are they?
And one is that Anjali got to Cherry first.
Yes.
And I feel like that is the thing she's most pissed off about. She is also upset about Cherry referring to her as self-obsessed. Now, I think we talked last, both of those are legitimate things for her to be pissed about.
Yes.
We talked last week, however, about the fact that the argument itself between Cherry and Simone was actually just a miscommunication.
Yes, they both didn't listen to each other.
They both didn't listen
like
to
this
each
podcast,
other.
Podcast, really.
they have different views on stuff.
Yes.
But the bigger issue for Simone, and I'm glad that this is the direction that she's going in, because I don't think that her friendship with Cherry should be sacrificed.
Agreed.
Anjali is the actual devil.
Dude, I mean, this is the quote from Simone. I think when it comes down to it, Cherry and I have got very different views on how to conduct ourselves, and I can't trust this new friendship with Anjali. Now, we know that Cherry and Kyla and Anjali are tight. They're a throuple. They're all happening together. Yeah. And Simone, as the latest entry into this game, has been welcomed into the fold by the OG. She was the all-important swing vote. And when you get the backing of Jackie and Janet and Gam Gam, you're on a winner.
You're
doesn't matter where you fall.
Victory. Yeah.
Absolutely. And importantly, this segment ends with Janet deciding that the jury is out on fucking Anjali. And I've written, and fair enough too. Like, it's not totally sold. I think she's okay. She's, you know, managed to. No. There's absolutely shit that needs to come out of this.
Oh, and it does.
Oh, yes. Back in Cairns Cairns, Cherry has stopped in to see Kyla. So at the moment, there is no fucking
Cherry's a good friend, you know, to go in and check
on her. Casual resort wear, very nice, BT Dubs.
Oh, look, I know. Cherry is really bringing it with the fashion this season.
I don't want to be indiscreet. with a rockin' bod too. Like she's
got an amazing bod.
Smashing it.
She like, and she's proud of it. Like we yes. see her, and so she should be. Jesus.
Yes.
You know, she's not afraid of a bikini. So
no, and we're,
God love her.
We're
that yoga is doing often. Its job.
Mate, there was she shared a picture on her Insta tonight of some spread of her in some press, some newspaper or something, in some amazing yoga pose where she's got her leg bent up and her.
Do you know? I tried that. Just for fun because it was in it was in the Courier Mail, so I guess it was in the whatever the southern equivalents are.
All in the news.
I tried to get into that position and I fell over.
Yeah. You ready for this? I looked it up because I do research for this show. I looked up what the name of that pose is. You know what it's called?
Yeah, no.
Bullshit. That's what it's called. No one doing that. Sorry, Cherry. It's delightful and you can do it really well, but no way. Thanks for watching, by the way. Kyla feels attacked. In all her 43 bullshit years of life, she's never been so attacked. Never mind the other 4 years of her life where she has felt attacked. That 43, she's never felt so attacked.
Yeah.
She's gone through, right, sad to mad.
Yep.
And it was so out of the blue. And I want to just point out, fucking Kylie invited the conversation to the table.
So, again, we are simpatico. I've got written here, Kyla, last night was so out of the blue. And I've written here, was it though? Really?
No.
Was it out of the blue? No.
No, you basically,
no, it wasn't.
It would be like if an axe murderer came to your door, hello, I'd like to come in, and not only do you open the door, you physically give them the keys to your car so they can drive away in it afterwards.
With your body parts.
I just cannot, but Cherry is doing some of her best, solid bestie work here.
Yeah, and she,
according to
she did the right thing. She felt that Janet's attack was too personal and
where it starts to spin out,
right? Because we go down, we take a turn that I did not expect to take. This next segment,
this is the luncheon at Port Douglas,
that's right. So,
post
one hole. Janet's upset about the fight with Kylie, she's standing firm with. Everything that she said, she
100%. She's disappointed with her behavior. Drink.
Like, I did not expect her to say that she was disappointed in her behavior.
But she stands by what she said. This is a very clear definition.
Yeah,
the way I did it wasn't cool, but what I said was legit.
That's exactly right. I tend to use that a lot in family arguments. It's not what you said, it's how you said it.
It's your behavior.
Yeah.
What you said was fine, Nick.
I stand by what I said. But you know, Janet was banging on about how she would have preferred it to be one-on-one.
Simone rightly points out that Kylie invited the conversation at the table.
Right.
Opened the door. Regrets. Janet has a few.
So Janet wants an opportunity to apologize to Kylie for the delivery, to be clear, not for what she said, but how she said it.
Yes.
I've just written here, that is not the content we're after.
Oh, but get this, mate. Gam Gam is so proud of her friend Janet, who owned up to being upset at her behavior. Quote, it's a big leap forward.
It's not
That's
a
backhanded compliment from a friend, isn't it?
From a good friend, yeah. That's right.
But Janet wants the conflict over. It's got to end. It's the baby moon. It's all about Jackie.
I mean, I feel like Janet's bored with it. And the only thing that I'm concerned about is the reason Janet wants it to end is because the intel that she has is not as great as she thinks.
No. And I think that's going to be a real problem for Janet as things start to play out. Though I say that now knowing how the rest of the episode went, and that hasn't seemed to bother her. So I don't really know. I'm not totally sure what she thinks is going to be a problem here, but you know, let's just play on like we don't know what's going on for a second. There's apologies that are going to come, but we'll see how we go. Meanwhile, in the Cairns Hotel, Cherry agrees that Kylie and Janet need to get together and get to the bottom of Janet's issue, singular, without anyone else there. Again, there has to be cameras because it
doesn't happen. Except for the cameraman. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Otherwise, and I quote, it will just escalate and explode again. And this was a weird statement from Kylie Kyler.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks that she and Janet can't get over it, but they can get around it.
I've not heard that before. And I don't like it. You,
what's the fucking difference?
Right? I know. I don't like it.
It's a bad word. It's a bit of bad wordplay, and it makes no sense.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. And I just want to add in that we got to catch up with some of the comments that are going, because there's some great comments happening tonight. Nikki adds in, Cherry looks amazing, but that's not hard when you stand next to Kylie, who I'm pretty sure has become colorblind after so much champagne. She does go for bold colors, Nikki. I agree. They don't
really
match.
Does.
Pinks, blues. I mean, I don't know what's going on. Danny has suggested we need a kind of a put together name. I'd like to see Gina handle Kylie or Flangely. I'm down with that. I think that's pretty good. I'm happening.
Danny's on fire tonight, but yeah. Let's go sailing.
Yes. Talk about the catamaran. Let's look, can we? Marina time. Importantly here, friends, have a look at the boat outfits. Like, how amazing. The choices that some of them are making for catamaraning and boating are quite excellent.
There's a lot of flowiness and bikinis and Jackie's
clearly
boobs.
Swimmer underneath.
Jackie's
boots got on the boat 3 minutes before everybody else.
I've written here no life raft needed, but I was sort of thinking that you would say that anyway.
As long as she floats on her back, she'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She floats on her front, she's in trouble.
But the weather is fully shit.
Oh, mate. Look, it starts beautifully as they're leaving. In fact, when they're sitting in the marina, it looks great. But the drone shot of them leaving the marina, heading out to the island.
It's just grey.
And the dark grey storm cloud that is coming
their
way.
Which, to be fair, is pretty standard for North Queensland. Like the weather that we see across this day, pretty standard for North Queensland. Yeah, yeah.
Kylie's back, which everyone's happy about. Everyone's pumped for a good time. Jackie just needs a toot close by.
I love how she's specifically chosen a boat that has, like, bulk dunnies. Like,
yes. Simone looks to be the most sensibly dressed too, just BT Dubs.
Well, like Simone, as we find out, is an actual sailor who's sailed actual sailing boats, as opposed to someone else who has owned.
Knows. Yes.
Yeah.
Knows owned what a tack is. Knows how to jibe. Right. She's got all the things going on. Kylie notes that if all else fails, she's going to push her meeting Janet off the goddamn boat. And importantly, as Gam Gam gets on the boat or gets herself settled, she's flashing the marina as the traditional housewives exit from any port, shall we say. Yep.
Janet gets stuck in the dunny in one of them, which is hilarious.
Angela,
I love that nobody
fiddling around.
I love how nobody noticed she was missing for a while.
I wrote this, you ready? Jackie's disappointed it's not a perfect day. She's off vomiting anyway. Cherry stops by to check on her. It's the big waves. And then they cut to the shot. The waves aren't big.
The waves are not that big.
No, Janet locks herself in the head. Hello, help. That was very well edited. Congratulations to the people responsible for that little passage of time.
Did a great job.
Fucking Angela. Where's Janet? Where's Janet, darling? I don't know where Janet is. Get off your fucking ass and go and look for her, you stupid cow.
I love Did you notice Gamble in the back of about half a dozen shots? She's just living her best life.
Oh, my God.
Like, she's completely removed from everyone else.
She doesn't care
about her bestie Janet being locked in the toilet.
As long as there's some sun and a beer, she's happy days. It was interesting. You point out that Simone is an actual sailor. Kylie and Simone have sort of gone down to the aft of the boat, if you will. And Kylie is trying her worst euphemisms ever while bothering the captain.
It was so embarrassing.
It was appalling.
And so, like, okay.
She got her house, her hairdresser? Like, she just turned up and said bad things and the hairdresser said, look, I'll give you a pity fuck.
Here's what I've written. So Kylie to the captain, that's a big wheel you have, sir. They say you can judge a man by the size of his wheel. And I've written,
no one ever says
one,
that.
No, they don't. And two, that would only be funny if Gamble had said it. Because somehow, right?
And Gamble would have said it in an actual way that was funny.
That's right. But it was so, and then she says, can we steer the ship? Okay, it's not a ship.
No.
It's not a ship.
No. It's a catamaran or a boat.
Oh my God. And then, but then we, you know, Simone on one of her master interviews talks about her bona fides as she wants to do a Sydney Hobart. And she told us that. I can't remember whether she told us that in her interview or off.
It might have been off at camera.
Yeah. But she really wants to do a Sydney Hobart. Yes. So, which you can only do that if you're, I bet Anjali doesn't want to do a Sydney Hobart.
No, there's, mate, no poodling on a Sydney to Hobart, let me tell you. Though exactly it is interesting because while Simone is driving the ship, Kyla has hung around because she wants to build a better friendship with Simone. I don't know how they can hear each other over the size of their sunglasses.
Look, you got to have.
They're very big.
You got to have big space. Although it is hard when you're wearing sunglasses on a sailing boat because they get all caked up with salt and it's a whole thing.
Yes. This is very true. I just need to point out here, Nikki has agreed with us. I doubt any of Anjali's yachts ever left the docks. That is a fair claim. I'm with you, Nikki. Danny does point out also that Kylie has the sex appeal of an avocado.
So that raises an interesting question because she, like...
Mm-hmm.
Cherry, she's a very sexy woman, even though she's sort of fairly straight-laced and, you know, had a...
You know what they say about those ones in the bed, don't you?
Right. She's a sexy woman. They've got a
special box
Gamble.
Oh, look, Gamble's keeping Wolfie happy and that's all we need to care about, honestly.
Yeah, that's right. But no, Danny's dead right. Kylie, that'd be a hard no.
Hey, what about... How's Paul Carey in this, right? Oh, don't forget, Carey. We've still got... their one-on-one first counselling session that gets to be on camera later this season.
So not right.
Everything about that is wrong. Kylie tells Simone that she wants to have a private chat with Janet to sort things out. Simone hopes they have the chance to do so. We also hope they have the chance to do so as long as there's a camera, and we know there is.
But Janet's all, yeah, nah. Like, she's still not convinced. Oh, she's like, mate, yeah, nah, come
she
on.
She cannot be fucked. Let me tell you that. But when we get to the low aisles, friends, I've got to tell you, the sun has come out, as have the boobs.
We've docked the boat safely on the island and the sun seems to have popped out from behind the clouds.
How nice is this?
It's magic.
It's amazing.
Oh, my God. Getting into the water was the best thing I could have done.
I'm just loving myself, sick.
I felt like I was in another world. I felt like this is what we're here to do. Relax, enjoy the moment, have fun.
I stepped on something.
Oh! Are you serious?
No, I stepped on something like a sea urchin or something.
Careful.
Yeah. Dangerous.
Dangerous indeed. You don't know where those puppies have been. And there was, look, it was a great little sort of montage of flicking hair with water and running down the beach a la, you know, Bo Derek in 10, wasn't it? I think it was.
Yeah, it was 10.
Lots. And, mate, I've got to tell you, poor Jackie, someone should have suggested to her not to run down the beach because she seriously could have had an eye out. Sorry, that had...
Yeah, look, the whole thing, it was very Baywatch, you know, It was the hair.
Nick, we can't dwell on the breastage any longer. We have to move on to the Janet and Kylie conversation on the log. I was waiting for Kermit the Frog to start singing Rainbow Connection.
This got dragged out, I think, perilously close to too long, but...
Oh, yeah.
But I think, we'll start from the beginning. Janet is still in no mood. She just doesn't want to talk about it. And the more she says that, the more I'm worried that she doesn't have anything. But Kyla wants Janet to hear her side of the story. And Janet said, well, that's, you can tell me, but I'm not going to believe it. Which that's starting to sound a bit more like what we want.
Can I verbatim give you that little interchange?
Yeah, could you?
You see it your way, I see it my way, said Janet. Can I tell you my side of the story, says Kylie. No, because I won't believe you, says Janet. Jesus. Two things that we learned from that little interchange. One, the housewives are nothing without conflict. Two, Janet doesn't give two shits. She does not.
Janet doesn't have to. She's got nothing to lose.
She's established. She's established.
She's established. She's got a $43 million house. She's, you know, if she buggers this up, she's going
to
lose nothing.
Kyla wants to resolve it. Janet acknowledges that they both believe their own truth, so there's no point trying to sort it out. And look, and then Janet doesn't want to go issue by issue. She just doesn't matter to her. It matters to Kylie, though, because she wants vindication. And then there's tears.
Kyla goes the blub, and I nearly bought that for a minute. I nearly did.
And Janet, I can't do this. I'm walking away. She's out of here. To which Danny rightly points out, this is great. Danny said, yeah. Did anyone else think that after Janet's walk off from Kylie, she was told by producers to get back in there and keep going? The way Janet came back was very forced, as if it was to move on the narrative. Yeah. And look, this is the other big part. Nikki's picked up. 100% they probably bribed her with an extra shot of Botox if she went back. Extra shot of Botox. I have to say that again. There's just a whole lot happening. And I, like Danny, was uncomfortable about the massive wedgie that Kylie seemed to have. She really just needed to get her pointy index finger out and get that and damn swimsuit sort that out of the crack. It was just in a bad way.
When Kyla went the blub and Janet started being sympathetic, there's a part of me that thought that Janet was that was genuine.
Oh, but get this. Kylie just wants to clear her name, and then Janet says, I will be happy to hear it in the future. She just wants to let it, you say it, whatever, I don't care. We'll get on with life.
Nobody's ever said that in the history of ever.
Church theory.
I found that really weird.
Well, Kylie is still hopeful that she never sees the horrible side of Janet again. That Kylie is deluded. The other ladies see them walking back arm in arm, and Jackie, it's her baby moon. The angels have brought this on. She's stoked. Little do they know. Little do they know at that point.
Yeah.
Cherry's happy that it's all happy families again. Little does she know. Dripping wet Gam Gam just wants to hug everyone.
She doesn't care. She just wants to hug everyone.
Little does she understand. That's where it ends.
What is still to come, but the boat ride home is joyous.
Joyous. And you know what's interesting? They cut the boat ride home down to about 30 seconds, right?
Everyone's
having a great time. There's drinking and dancing and all those sorts of things. Jackie's ready to vom again. All of the footage and the pictures that I've seen across the Housewives Instas, acres and hours of fun. They had the best time coming home.
It looked so well because they would have been like, completely rat-faced.
Well, somebody got the mix of like the ratio of food to alcohol right.
Yeah, that's right.
It meant that they could get on the sauce but not get so horrendously drunk that they were not in a televisual kind of fashion.
Like a danger to themselves, as in falling off the boat.
Yeah.
That some of that, I feel like they were doing TikTok dances. Or they were trying to do TikTok dances.
I've just had a very weird flashback. And I just want to note it so that it's on the public record, friends. We didn't talk about this, but in the clip where we saw Jackie and Cherry and Angeli having their massages and a little bit of pampering, how awkward was that lady who was massaging Cherry's hand?
Right.
How awkward was she? Because she was so, like, she was like, I don't want to be in shot. I don't know where to look. I'm not allowed to talk. This is fucked. I don't want to be anywhere near this.
They couldn't get her out of shot. Like when they have...
It's horrendous.
What do you call those people? I was going to say service providers, but that sounds servants.
Slaves.
Janet calls them. It must be so hard for them to not speak up, to not join in the conversation. It'd kill me. I couldn't do it.
Well, look, obviously, absolutely nothing happened after that because the very next scene, we're back in
Melbourne.
How do I know? Because there was at least 8 trams in a shot. Tram shots.
It's not a Melbourne promo if there's no tram.
No, that's right. And look, Jackie and Janet have come together because they're planning a special surprise. I'm just enjoying lots of belly rubbing. I think that's now Jackie's default position is to walk along and to just have a belly on her hands as much as anything, I think, to make sure that she's keeping those two in there until they're fully cooked.
Just a sidebar.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get a little bit annoyed that we have no names yet.
Yes, publicly.
Yeah.
For those playing at home, episode 2 was the announcement formally to all of the housewives that Jackie was pregnant. And 2 days before it went to air, Jackie had the
she
babies.
She inconveniently had the babies.
I mean,
but
if
we still
could have
no
put
name.
A cork up there, they would have been much happier.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that's starting to give me the irrits a little.
Vladimir and Rasputin, I told you, that's what it's going to be. There is
go.
No ifs and buts, friends. No correspondence will be entered into. they are organising a cake.
Yep.
For Simone's surprise graduation dinner. Now, it's a surprise not just to Jackie and to Janet, but to everyone, Simone. Because nobody knew that Janet was finishing her MBA. Simone was finishing her MBA. Now, what I thought was great. Now, cake shops are amazing places. I don't know if you've ever been into a place like this cake shop that they were in, Nick, but they are lots. They draw you. You want to touch everything. I'm with Jackie.
You really do.
You just want, it's super tactile.
Because everything's so, it's so real. And which we saw, you know,
yes.
later on in the night, but I loved, I'm not sure who it was. So we met Yanni,
yes.
The owner or the baby.
Yasu Yanni.
Yanni. how can I help you today? And I can't tell whether it was Jackie or Janet who said, "We're looking for a cake." And I'm like, "Thanks, Captain Obvious."
My God. I just let it happen because this was the important thing for me. Jackie has asked for a Chanel bag cake for Simone. And I honestly couldn't think of anything more fitting. I think that is a great, very nice personal touch for Simone's thing.
Yep.
And good old Yanni, they can do anything. But first, the tasting.
Let's eat.
And hilariously, Janet is trying to talk all business with Yanni. And all I got was this, Jackie, good, shut up, eat cake now.
Like she did not stop. It was fantastic. Like, and I think from memory, there were like 6 little fingers of cake. And Janet, who we know is thin as a rail, and I'm sure cake rarely passes those lips, had a tiny little bit. Jackie inhaled the whole lot.
Jackie, awesome. I think at one point picked up the whole plate and just scraped it into her mouth and just went, I like the bit that tastes like cake.
Yeah.
But she is eating for 7, so that's totally fine. Janet had the best baby moon, and Jackie thought they had a great time, except for that one time, Nick. I wonder which of the one times Jackie is talking about.
Is it the time between,
at the waterfall?
At the waterfall?
Is it at the dinner? Is it at the toad races? Is it at the other dinner? Is it when Simone and Cherry got together and didn't get along? I mean... I can't keep up. Which one time?
Well, we find out that actually it got a little bit confusing at this point because Jackie senses, you know, underlying tension still between Simone and Angeli. And I thought it was really interesting that that's where she senses the tension, which is legitimately where it is. And she does not sense tension between Simone and Cherry, because
no, pass that off.
Yeah, no one cares about.
Well, here's
that.
What happens, right? Jackie says, "Do you reckon there will be an apology?" And Janet says, "Maybe. I don't think it'll be a big deal." To which we smash cut to Jackie's master interview, where she says, and I quote, "Friends, because this is my slavish attention to detail."
Yeah.
Do I think there's gonna be tension? Fuck yeah!
Look, wait. Oh, hang on. I was gonna say,
right down the bottom.
Yeah.
It's so much. Look, I think we've been corrected, Nick. Danny rightly points out, what do you call the masseuse? The help.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
Look, Christine is here. She's also mentioned just quickly, she's worried that there's something wrong. I think that could be the title for this entire episode. Possibly ours, not even the Housewives episode. But there's lots of great comments coming in. We're so glad that you guys are here with us. Nikki has got this to say. I always thought one kid would be called Angelo or Michael after the Archangel. That's a pretty fair call. This is on Jackie's babies.
Yeah. And Christina's saying the same thing. Yeah.
Yep.
Gabriel. I love Gabriel for a name. For a boy, I think it's a gorgeous name.
I will agree with Danny that this going to the cake shop was absolute filler. This was Housewives filler.
Oh, yeah.
We'd seen it done when Janet had a cake made for a birthday, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But importantly, the big difference now, Jackie pregnant cake.
That's all you need. I could sit there and watch Jackie inhale cake for hours.
In particularly that when you've still got room for a stomach to have food in it, and with twins, I appreciate there isn't a whole lot of time for stomach left. But in that sort of year, right, about 4 to 6 month period where you are just inhaling like calories 6 ways from Sunday.
So earlier when I said it's hard to tell whether you're pregnant or fat, it's generally a combination of both.
Yeah, I would have enabled that for sure and kept up. at the surprise graduation dinner, and I've got to tell you, a massive surprise for Simone because she didn't know what was going on almost the whole time.
Which is sort of form for Simone, and that's not saying anything against her, but a lot of stuff happens around her
That she is not aware of.
And we see shots of her going, what the actual fuck is going on?
Well, this is the best thing, right? Cherry and Janet and Jackie arrive, and Janet's excited. Of course she is. She's arranged it. Kylie and fucking Angeli and Gam Gam arrive, and they don't know what's going on, especially Gam Gam.
Didn't even read her invitation I've got here. I wonder if she even reads her call sheet for the show.
I'm surprised that she turns up.
Is she the one that is constantly being called by the producers going,
Oh, mate, I would bet you the only way they get gambled to some things is that they send a car to take her to the wardrobe and makeup area.
Yeah.
That's the only way it happens. Anyway, Janet's keen to have a great time. Simona's passed her MBA and, oh, my God, she is dressed to kill.
She looks frigging amazing.
Doesn't know what it's about, dressed up.
I love that Janet put a little mortarboard on her. That was a nice touch.
Yes. Did you know, and this was the thing that surprised me, so not only did we race back to Melbourne, but they made a really big deal that this was the first time they've all caught up since the Cairns Cairns trip.
So
I wonder how long it actually was. Obviously,
I feel like it was probably, I had in my head it was like 2 or 3 weeks. We'll never know.
Well, Simone doesn't know what the surprise is all about, and Janet has to explain it. And then everyone's very excited and no one understands what's going on. But let's sit down for dinner where Jackie is keen for everyone as women to celebrate Simone and support her for everything she's done. And Nick, I'm here for it.
Oh, this was a nice idea, this dinner. Simone has worked really hard. She's spent 2 years doing an MBA. And on top of full-time work, 2 kids, that's a big deal. And it deserves to be celebrated.
We love Angeli, you. We appreciate you. Yes, we do. And congratulations, says Janet.
Angeli.
Fucking Angeli.
Oh, my God. We need to discuss the elephant, or should that be the beige elephant in the room? A reference to a bandage on Cherry's head. How can you call
yourself a friend if you're going to bring up the Band-Aid? That Cherry has obviously worked hard to try and conceal whatever's going on.
Had you noticed it? I hadn't noticed it.
Not until that was brought up.
Yeah.
Not for a second. Mind you, it was all long shots on Cherry up until that point.
I know, but what a mole, like, to do
that.
Yeah,
it was horrible.
Look,
I've got to tell you, 2 things happen. One, fucking Angeli brings up the Band-Aid. 2, Simone is still staring down the barrel of the camera. I'm going to start a tally because I've got to tell you that there is, at some point, she is up to nearly double figures of staring down the camera that's made it in the edit.
If you haven't had a look at our Instagram page, because I turned last week's look down the barrel into a GIF. So go and have a look at that. And Simone actually DM'd me because we're like these.
Close. Besties.
Asked if she could post it, which
Well,
she
you
did,
are
so.
a pre-influencer.
I know.
The important thing for Cherry is that she yogured herself and now she has stitches. I don't want to buy into the fact that she said, it went through the muscle. Guys, on your forehead here, if you're just all with me, just want to touch your forehead. That's your skin. And underneath that is your skull. There's no muscle here. Here, plenty. Here, there's some. Up here, nothing. It's just skin and sinew. So I'm sorry, Cherry. There ain't no muscle going on that your thing went through.
But what makes you lift your eyebrows? Like, obviously, I don't have Botox, but...
And guess where they are? Not up here. They were on the side. Yeah, she had a Band-Aid here, not here.
Science is hard. Look, Jackie wants...
Your official medical podcast.
Yeah, that's right, we are. Jackie asked for advice re sciatica, common pregnancy problem. No, that's right. Angeli and Cherry.
Imagine if Jackie got gestational diabetes.
Yeah, no, she doesn't need that. She does not need that.
That would turn her to alcohol and no one would blame her.
Yeah. We hear that Angeli and Cherry both had acupuncture.
Different ways to deal with it. Yeah. Kylie got acupuncture and it made her nauseous.
They got her pregnant. No, who?
No, Cherry got pregnant from acupuncture.
Cherry got pregnant from acupuncture, yeah.
Boom, tish.
Janet had a good line because Cherry was like,
"Well, just no. We need to not step past this. I think it's pretty unfair of Cherry to suggest that her husband has a needle dick.
Yeah.
Well, I have to retract that. I have to retract that. He probably doesn't have a needle dick, but geez, he's a prick. Thank you very much. Podcasting is over.
See yourself out.
Good night.
Janet, in response to how did you get pregnant, Janet? I think I had sex, Cherry. I love that.
Well done.
Yep.
Jackie notes that being pregnant ruined her sex life.
As opposed to Jackie, who is toey as a Roman sandal. All she wants to do is have sex.
I've got to say, the unofficial eighth housewife, poor Ben, mate, poor times Ben. 10. She's horny, but she's five times a day horny. Nick, again, friends, the question of the week this week is what's your favorite gamble quote? And if you have not paid attention for the 4.5 seasons prior to this one, let me give you
you've got a couple of gamble quotes. Good options. Right now. And this one I highlighted. Right now.
So all of the jokes about the fact that Jackie's having sex with Ben a lot, she wants to have a lot of the sex, very horny, blah, blah, blah. Gam Gam says, your babies will end up with head injuries.
Head injuries. Which honestly,
whatever does she mean, Nick? Can you explain it on this medical podcast?
No, I cannot, because my daughter just got home and she's in hearing range.
No, I can say the word penis, but you can't.
Headphones.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I can say, but you can't.
Well, yeah.
Sure.
That would be awkward.
But this is important as we start to lean into this. Angeli, sorry, that's my sort of prefix, Nikki, is that passive-aggressive frenemy that wraps insults in a compliment and would announce to the table that you have spinach in your teeth. Well, fuck me, Dan.
Bang.
That's
on.
Exactly what she did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, she did.
But it gets worse than that, right? Because the talk turns to fucking Angela and how she wiggled her way out of the shit fight between Simone and Cherry when it was actually her fault for bringing it up. And I think it is not unfair for Simone to say, you owe me a small apology.
Oh, 100%. And
what a fucking show she puts on.
Oh, my God. And Angela, it was the passive-aggressive darling at the end what do
what
I
is the darling?
You, what
is
do
the
I
darling?
Owe you an apology for,
a
darling?
Teensy-weensy apology, darling.
Oh, my God.
Fuck right off, the whole way. And then when you get there, keep fucking off. That's exactly
what I'm
sorry.
I lay prostrate on the ground before you, Simone. I mean, she's the worst.
I have so many deep feelings about this, right? Somebody, air quotes Kylie, told fucking Angela that Simone is still pissed at her, so she's making fun of her and the situation.
Yeah.
Quote, no way anyone can be that shallow. I've written fucking Angela as being a right cow. This is bullshit behavior from her. What a narcissist she is. Now, friends, I know that we make a lot of fun and have a great time talking about all sorts of things on the Unreal Housewives podcast with Nick and Malk. Nick, I just want to pause if we can and talk about the problem that is narcissists. These people are horrendous because these are the people that will be condescending, that will couch everything in these sort of faux overtones like they're being caring about you, when in fact they don't give two shits on you and they would not piss on you if you're on fire. They are the worst humans known to man.
And they will deny doing anything
everything.
Wrong.
They did nothing wrong ever.
Ever.
I'm just, I'm up to here over Angela's behavior, and I know it gets worse from here. It is outrageous. Get this. Fucking Angela suggests she didn't hear the issue and that it didn't need to stay in the car. Roll tape. We actually see that that's not the
we
case.
We did that again. Roll tape. And, that's exactly what I said.
I wrote this in capital letters. Everything is on tape, you pissant. Everything.
I mean, Gam-Gam, go on.
Gam Gam is ready to go, her. And mate, take a number, friends. Grab the ticket thing at the deli at Coles, because there is a whole line of us that are ready to go. Even Christina wants to weigh in. I thought Angela would be lovely after listening to her on another podcast, but damn, she really is the frenemy you wish you could stop being friends with. And then Nikki adds in, I'm only sad that we've missed out on a potential passive-aggressive darling showdown between Pettifleur and
Can
Angela.
Can you imagine Pettifleur and Angela? I wonder if they're friends in real life.
Look, nothing would surprise me, but Nick, this is really important.
Yeah, okay.
A lot happens at the table in this conversation. And I don't want to suggest that we are able to properly represent it. So we will talk about it. Look, we're nearly at the hour. So
yeah, but
friends, hang in. We've got a shitload more to say. What I want to do is I'm going to run a big clip, and I can tell you it's big. It's nearly 4 minutes long. This is what happens at the table. And for mine, was some of the worst behavior from fucking Anjali yet.
Okay, what have you got for us, Gamble?
I want to know how you wiggled your way out of the shit fight you started with Simone and Cherry.
Actually, I think you owe me like a small apology. Like a small one.
What do I owe you an apology for, my darling?
That whole situation between Cherry and I would have been alleviated if I had a chance to speak to Cherry, and I didn't get a chance to do that.
I'm sorry. I lie prostrate on the ground before you, Simone.
Such an insincere apology. Wow.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
That wasn't very nice.
Oh, my God.
I don't care what size of apology you want from me, Simone. It's never coming. Ever.
Do you know, somebody did actually tell me somebody told me.
Kyla told me that Simone is still irritated with me about what happened at the waterfall in Cairns.
I refused to believe it, Simone, because I was like, no way that anybody can be that sad.
I just can't believe that anyone could hold on to something so stupid for so long and still be all bent out of shape about it.
No way that anybody can be that shallow.
Why is the word shallow in my name put in the same sentence in quite a lot of conversations recently?
It was a shallow conversation at the waterfall. That's literally it.
Is this woman for real? Like, that dramatic behaviour of, you know, carrying on is so condescending. In my world, when you say, this conversation stays in the car, the protocol between those three women is...
What protocol?
Well, no, the conversation was that Simone goes and speaks to that person direct.
Simone was in the back, and I couldn't... So if I didn't hear...
You did hear that. Tell me if you think I'm being petty.
What is it? Let it out.
One of the designers that I work with told me that Cherry emailed her and said, I'm going to Queensland, can you provide me with a whole lot of outfits?
Pull her aside and have the conversation.
Anyway. Yeah. It doesn't have to be heavy or serious.
Do you know what? My mind works in a different way. I don't absorb such... banal things.
Oh, really? That's banal?
Anjali is being such a condescending cow. Banal? It's not banal.
So when my genuine friend asked me whether something happened, it didn't occur to me that it would be anything.
How is your word banal? What is banal?
Banal. It didn't occur to me as anything less than a 5-second conversation.
So when we talk to her, it's banal. We must be careful.
It's just another example. When I look at Anjali, I think, oh my God, you are so rude and so arrogant.
Oh. I don't care what your alliances are between your friendship group or whatever.
I agree with that.
It's natural.
Let me speak. If Jackie tells me something in confidence tomorrow, Jackie tells me it was confidence, pathetic and says, do not have this conversation with Janet. Do you know what? I'm revolt. To not have the conversation with Jackie.
She's saying it's too small.
All of a sudden, I'm this Judas. Who's betrayed Simone and her trust. I don't even know you, Simone, for God's sake. It's like, between Simone and Cherry, one of you is my dear friend. One of you is not.
Is this petty? Yes, very petty.
Yeah. Okay, what if...
Nick McLachlan.
Can I just say that...
Please.
My favourite part about that whole package was Gamble butchering the word banal.
Benile at some point.
Benile.
Honestly, benile
should be a word.
It's the place that's just next to banal. it's when you do anal wrong. Thanks very much. The thing that I thought the second best thing after Gamble, was Simone just not letting them get away from it.
Yeah.
And not letting them talk over her. And even to the point where she just got so frustrated, I was like, fuck. Like, and let me
speak. The way she said that was so genuine. Like, that's.
Yeah.
If I'm having an argument with, I don't know, my sisters, that is exactly how I would say it. Hypothetically, never happens.
Yeah.
That is totally how I would say it. Like, just fuck. Yeah, look, let me speak. It was. Oh. Yeah. Love her.
This is so great. Check this out. This is from our incredible friend, Nikki. Judas, question mark, she wishes. Where is Gina telling Anjali she's an insignificant ass hair?
See, if that is probably the greatest Melbourne Housewives line.
Oh, mate, it is a gift to the Housewives franchise full stop.
Really is.
No one has come up with a better put down than insignificant ass hair. But beyond that, Simone is trying to talk. She keeps getting interrupted. Fucking Anjali thinks the problem is so small. She can fuck off. Gam Gam is into her. You are undermining her. You are not giving her sort of, but fucking Anjali, the narcissist, is just being dismissive. And then Cherry moves in and she's trying to make peace, admittedly with bad phrasing. But then it just escalates, Nick. I don't know what's going into accusations of gossip from Cherry, and Kylie is no fucking help.
I mean,
because she'd do the same thing as her. Fuck off.
It was gossip. Just to clarify, it was gossip. But
remember how this was to celebrate Simone?
But none of that was the point. It's all got. They've gotten away from the fact that Anjali is a mole, and
like MOLL,
and needs to be put in her place. And I feel like that definitely happened.
I don't know what happens in the next 5 episodes, because if we remember back to the Have You Been Paying Attention ep, where Gamble says, I think I get the villain edit this season. So far, she is nothing but just on the fucking
supportive
money.
And, yeah, that's right.
What I don't like is the attack on Simone's character, says Gam.
Yeah. Which is that they're big words for Gamble.
Mate,
big word.
Fucking Anjali thinks that she is above it all and that it's nothing. Jackie even steps in to try and make peace. And this is what absolutely, oh, I'm surprised you didn't hear me blow my top the minute I saw this little bit. Nick McLachlan.
Oh, sorry. Yes, go on.
Fucking Anjali apologizes to Cherry, not to Simone.
Right.
Fuck right off. And then fuck off in the sun. Oh, it is complete bullshit.
You know what it was? It was the kiss at the end of it. Oh, the passive aggression was too much. And that's when Janet just calls her a dog, which...
Oh, and Jackie's master interview. I've got to tell you, Anjali, your approach is not 100. For me, it's a bit disappointing. And got to be fair, when Jackie is keeping it cool and telling you that you're a bit disappointing, you fucked it.
Yeah, so badly.
But Simone just wants to eat cake.
Then we segue to the cake.
I think the producer reminded them they needed to eat the cake.
Yeah,
they paid for the cake. We haven't seen the cake.
That Cherry actually had the exact same bag, which did you? You probably didn't pick earlier because you know fashion. No. It's the Chanel boy bag. It's actually that's the name of the bag, the boy bag.
Great,
just
because
on just nothing. That's it. That's it. It's called.
Well,
the
then
Chanel
there was
boy
a little
bag.
Bit of play acting where,
which that like, was embarrassing. I found that a bit embarrassing for them.
Well, Kylie gave Simone Cherry's bag.
Yeah.
And Simone pretends to cut the bag, and Cherry's like, "That's not even funny."
Yeah, that's the real thing. It's like a $4,000-$5,000 bag. So, I was kind of with Cherry on that. Get the knife
as opposed to
away
the $400 or $500 cake that
yeah,
they would have
right.
been
yeah,
paid
yeah,
for.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, Simone stabs the pretend bag, and there's some fun around it. Kylie grabs the bag to save it to put it on eBay. and the thing that I thought that I was most ripped off about with regards to this Chanel boy bag cake,
oh, look at you.
The bag that they had on top was not cake, but foam covered in fondant. Fucking ripped off.
What?
The cake was the platform that the bag was sitting on.
Are you
the
sure?
Actual...
Because normally the cake is like the handbag, because I've got a friend.
The cake was the slab.
Well,
because when Kylie picked it up, you saw underneath that it was just white foam. And in fact, when Simone stabbed the cake, It didn't respond like a cake getting stabbed.
I did wonder about that, and I thought maybe it's just a rubbish cake. But now that you well, that is very disappointing. Because, no, I've got a friend who makes those Chanel cakes. Yes. And they're like, the cake is the bag.
That's what Siri thought. Yeah, but the challenge was, and this is where Yanni has let the entire side down.
Yeah, Yanni.
That's bullshit. You don't just create a slab cake and then go, we'll get one of our artists to put some fondant over a bit of foam and go, la-di-da, we made a Chanel cake. No, you didn't, mate. What you made was a cake with some foam bullshit on the top.
Yeah, no, Yanni, you are dead to me.
Dead around with cake. To both of us. Unless, of course, you want to send us a cake, in which case
we're totally fine with you. Yeah.
Nick's in Brisbane. We'd love to and sample them. We're happy to do all of that.
DM
it was a little bit
of
fun. Please. It was a little bit of fun towards the end of the night. A great way to end. But note, none of the conflict was resolved.
Not one bit.
It was still
except for, you know, the Angelie Cherry conflict, which didn't exist in the first place.
No, but in fact, what I think that it leaves us with is that we know that everybody now knows that Angelie is full of shit.
Yeah, they do. Sorry, I just read Danny's comment. Danny says, right there is where I would have been in hospital because I would have already eaten it. Sorry, I just had a little giggle at that. Yeah.
Poor Danny would be in trouble because you can't shit foam out. Trust me, I've tried. next time on The Real Housewives of Melbourne, as we enter episode 6 and Friends, holy snapping duck shit.
I think.
There's a group fitness challenge.
Yeah.
And there is so much active wear. Like Lorna Jane would be proud.
Yeah,
she would be proud. And it's Cherry's Day, so we get to see a lot of Cherry in action. You're always great.
Yep.
We get to see Gam Gam's exhibition. It's called Views of the Vajayjay. And
did you make that underway. Up?
I did.
Right, okay, just to be sure.
But then the other thing, it's the beginning of the end of Angelie and the Housewives.
And I love and how they did this because...
Up to Kylie to break the news.
Yeah. So apparently it's going to happen on screen.
Yes, I'm out. You people are so vapid. But again, this is the complete narcissist in her. Everyone else is so vapid. Everyone else is so horrible. Oh, why do I want to be involved in that? Yeah. Fuck off, woman. You're getting paid to be flown around the country and have a great time and look amazing, to get your makeup done profesh. Mm. Like, don't pull this bullshit like you're beneath it all. Because, like, girlfriend, they are light years above you.
Some of the things she said were so...
Darling.
25 years, top tier global media. It's boring. They're not special. They're average, run-of-the-mill, gun variety bitches. A little bit harsh, I feel like, coming from her.
Look, this is an important thing that that Nikki brings up. As posh as she pretends to be in a bar fight, you just know fucking Angelie would be the first one to try to blast someone. And hopefully, with one of Kylie's crystal champagne flutes, the only problem would be if she used one of Kylie's crystal champagne flutes. Because there's an imperfection, it would actually just shatter.
I do think that if anyone was going to glass someone, it would be Jackie. Because I feel like Jackie's,
mate, she knows how to do it too.
Yeah, she'd know her way around
which
a bar
part
fight.
Of the bottle to grab, where you smash it, how you twist it when you put it in.
And there's a mystery. Here's
a good one from Danny, just by the way, some inside intel. He was invited to Gamble's art show, subtly titled by me, Views of the Vajayjay. But they got locked down in Queensland in August, so he couldn't attend.
Ooh.
That's despicable. Friends,
there's
Nick.
But the mystery, we've skipped over the mystery of the flowers. Who sent Gamble the flowers? Yes. Who wrote on the card?
Well, that will come. That's part of Views of the Vajayjay.
I reckon.
We'll get that whole
I'm just putting it out there as a former housewife.
Absent.
I think.
Which one?
Gina. I reckon it was Gina. Don't ask me.
Congratulations on your exhibition. Well done on putting your pussy out there.
Yeah.
Have a great old time. Don't be an insignificant asset.
Yeah. Don't ask me why. I just.
The big controversy, the mix, was that Angelie wasn't at the exhibition. It is 6 housewives, not 7. So,
shame.
Importantly, friends, we've got a little business to talk about. But we do want to hear, we'll get to them right at the very end, your favorite Gamble quote. That is our question of the week. What is your favorite Gamble quote? Danny's got one. We'll bring it up in a second. If you've got a favorite Gamble quote, smash it in the comments so that we can include you. And look, there's one here from Christina as well, so we'll throw her into the mix as well. Before we do that, friends, we have been live so far on Facebook at the Unreal Housewives Podcast with Nick and Mock Facebook page. We've been live on Instagram. Hey,
Wrong side, Nick. Every time.
And we've just been enjoying life. We're so glad that you're with us on so far an hour 13 and no housewife chat this week. Like, we don't even have an interview.
How embarrassing. And I was just feeling so angry tonight.
I had so many feelings about this.
You did.
So many feelings. You can find us. Where can they find us, Nick, if they want to go looking?
They can find us on the Instagram and on Facebook at the Unreal Housewives Podcast.
That's right. And it's also there on the Facebooks. Or, of course, you can find us on Twitter. You might even be watching on Twitter. I'm at Steve Malk.
And I'm at Nick McLaughlin.
See, look at this. We are simpatico.
Can't get my mouth around it. I know.
We are so great. Look, Danny's probably even suggested.
Slave Joanna sent the flowers.
Maybe Slave Joanna sent the flowers from that woman. Oh, that woman fame. I've got to tell you, that's just a thing. So don't forget, if you are listening to us on the podcast, we love you. Thank you for doing it. Come and join us live sometime, but thank you for listening. Particularly, again, for all of our friends who are going to watch it in other time zones when the Melbourne Housewives air in your local zone. Don't forget us. We're glad you joined in. Thank you so much. Again, 5 stars, friends. Leave a good review. We would love it if you could do that because we'd love to read it out. Now, most importantly, the 3 big questions that we come up with every week. The question of the week, first of all, what is your favorite gamble quote? Christina has offered this one as one of her faves. Quote of the night, condescending cow. I think that's pretty accurate, quite frankly. Danny, this is Danny's favorite gamble quote. Where did I put it here? He said, your pussy is too dry to ride me this hard, Manuela.
That's right.
I mean, well done indeed and well played. Nick McLaughlin, what is your favorite?
Look, it was a short but sweet one. When she got the wedding invitation.
Yes.
And they were all standing out on the deck. I can't remember. Whose wedding invitation was it?
It's season 3 or 4-ish, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. And she just opened it and went, oh, fuck off.
My favorite gamble quote, and I'm not going to do it justice, but absolutely was the conversation around that woman when she appeared to be having a job and working hard and doing all of those sorts of things and gambles backhander about blowjobs was pretty great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was pretty great. And no one has surpassed that as a comment. Certainly Gina had some great put downs. But Gina Gamble really absolutely smashed it out of the park.
Could somebody tell me who's wedding that was, the wedding invitation that came? Because that's going to drive me nuts.
Yeah, we definitely want to know whose wedding that was because we can't remember. Obviously, Gamble was feuding with them at the time because why else would you go, I don't care?
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, it wasn't someone unimportant.
Wait, Gina married someone.
Wasn't
like
Gina?
She performed. No, but she performed the ceremony. Who did she perform the ceremony for?
Oh, look, it's it can't be that important.
My best
we need
on,
to know.
Best on ground.
Yes, MVP for the week.
Simone, for me, she took charge on the boat because she knows how to sail a boat. And she didn't back down on
she didn't try
she
to
wanted.
Come on to the captain?
No. I just think she performed with dignity and grace this week.
Mm. And even when she was telling him to just fuck, just tell him to shut up.
I loved
I agree.
Her doing that.
Yeah, yeah, pretty hard to go past Simone this week. I think she did a great job. Yeah. Who's our bad girl for the week? I think this is a dead set 100% golden promise of a win.
Oh,
fucking
Angeli.
Yeah. There was no question. Look, Nikki agrees with us. Simone for MVP. That was absolutely reasonable. Danny reminds us that it was Gamble's invite. Gamble's wedding and Petit Fleur rejected it. Because now this is all starting to come into focus.
Oh,
I remember it now.
Okay, so
Gamble's wedding to Wolfie.
Yes. And Petit Fleur sent the invitation back and Gamble just went, oh, fuck off.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Look, importantly, friends, Christina's reminder, she loves watching us. Like Nikki, she won't be late next week because Nikki said, love your work. I'll be here on time next week because the block won't be in the way.
Yeah, it was really inconvenient of the block tonight, honestly.
We're very happy that you guys have hung in here and I'm just going to completely spoil the block for those that didn't pay attention and mainly Nick. Who hasn't had a chance to keep up.
Because
Nick,
where do I really live? Big... The People's Republic of Queensland, so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Queenslanderstan. There was a really big controversy, as I think you got up to seeing, around the reserve prices. Forget all of the bullshit before that.
Yeah, yeah.
3.4 million for everybody. Wasn't it 3.5
It started at 3.5 and then...
3.5 million for everybody except for Kirstie and Jesse, who got up $4.3 million. Like, it was huge, huge money. Scotty went back and asked the guys for less upstairs. Money and everything. Yeah, on level three, which, just to sort it all out, friends, at Willoughby, Channel 9's headquarters was three stories high, and on the third floor was where the executives lived, including Kerry Packer's office.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
For the last 12 months, they've been in their North Sydney office, and all the executives are on level nine. Wide World of Sports are on level three, so there'd be some guys in Wide World of Sports going, what the fuck is going on now?
No, they're probably going, sure, what, you pick a number. What?
Yeah, look. So I won't spoil it entirely, but Danny, this is your chance to get out, because, look, it's on public record now, friends. Every house sold, believe it or not. There was huge controversy. Every house sold. But I just want to give you a moment, Nick. Can you guess who came first? This is great podcasting, by the way.
Georgia and...
Ronnie and Georgia.
Ronnie and Georgia.
Came last.
No.
And let me tell you, do you want to know how good they were about it?
Yeah.
When Tanya and Vito and Luke and Josh's auctions were on and they overtook them, for some reason they weren't standing with Shelley and the other housemates during that. They seemed to have just vanished off camera. Now, I will tell you, I haven't seen the very end of tonight's show, but it will not surprise me if they were AWOL or dragged back on and being held on set by a producer. They were pissed off. Now, to be fair, they also sold, they made $296,000.
That was the only auction that I saw, because...
That was the very first one. And reminders, Ronnie and Georgia set the order. So everything that happened as far as who made money, Ronnie and Georgia's fault. Right? They're the ones that are responsible for it. Oh, hang on. Nikki's weighed in, friends. Welcome to our very quick recap the block finale podcast add-on. I thought someone should have checked the pool to make sure Ronnie wasn't trying to drown himself in Kirstie's pool. That's probably fair. Here we go. Look, everybody seemed to watch the block tonight. Christina, the side eye from Georgia, was very funny. She was really pissed off. In fact, Ronnie not hanging around, clearly he wasn't happy. But when Georgia was on screen, she was... You could just tell she was not happy campers. Wow. This is good to know. I'm going to go and watch this. Penny did say they were there at the end, but they were salty AF. Yep, that sounds about normal. And quite frankly, I don't think it can happen to two nicer people. I thought they were horrendous through the entire program. Doesn't matter how good their styling and stuff was. They were dickheads.
I wish I'd watched the whole season now, but yeah.
Well, mate, it was pretty amazing, particularly the controversy about, you know, who did the thing. Danny does ask, did Bitch and Mark win? Yes, they did. $644,444.44. That fucking Danny guy that just bought every house
with stupid bid amounts,
he bought three of them. Mitch and Mark came first with 644 plus, you know, plus the $100. So they made $744,000. They walked away with a reserve of $3.4 million, like snapping duck shit. Coming second, and this is where it is an absolute turn up for the books. Luke and Josh made $530,000. Like, and they went to an ad break in the middle of their
auction.
That's how intense it was. Like, there was tears from the boys at the end, I think, as much as anything, because they just didn't know where to look. Mm. But, you know, what's that, $265,000 that they each get. One of them's knocked up their girlfriend, so they've got a baby on the way. They're going to need that cash. Mm. Third place went to Tanya and Vito.
Okay.
$400,001. Bloody Danny again. But this is the thing. After Mitch and Mark, everyone was happy families, right? Mitch and Mark did great. Ronnie and Georgia, 296. Mitch and Mark, they're happy for them because they were friends. When Tanya and Vito got $400,000, Ronnie was just absent. He was not there. And then when Luke and Josh got 530, that was it. She was out of there too. Georgia was gone. So that means sliding into fourth place, Kirstie and Jesse, $301,523.67. So they beat Ronnie and Georgia, Kirstie and Jesse, in the biggest block, at like the biggest property.
Sold for the...
$5,000 more than Ronnie and Georgia.
Wow. Well, someone got a bargain with that one then.
Well, sorry, they made $5,000 more than Ronnie and Georgia.
Yeah.
But their reserve was $600,000 more than Ronnie and George's. So if Kirstie and Jesse had had the same reserve price, they would have won with like $901,000, had that been the case.
Yeah, yeah.
But absolutely the turn-up for tonight was that Ronnie and Georgia got less than $300,000. Now, mind you, Ronnie, last time Ronnie and Georgia were on, they got $161,000. But are you ready for this? With Mitch and Mark's $644,000 trailing off $100,000, the last time they appeared, which was only three seasons ago, they got $390,000-something. They've made over $1 million in two seasons from the block. Mate, it's huge money. That's the block wrap, friends. We're glad you could join us next week. Join us for the Unreal Housewives podcast with Nick and Malk, where there will not be any block talk. But this is valid to bring up just on the way out. Nikki has pointed out Tanya and Vito are going to need to catch under witness protection.
That's a good point.
That is correct. Somebody, a lot of controversy on Twitter tonight about the Tanya Vito thing, because Tanya did eventually fess up to being the one that took the photo.
Yeah.
The controversial photo. And the real issue is that while people said, oh, they didn't get punished. There was some punishment in the show, but no punishment for being revealed. I think their punishment 100% is that Tanya now has to live with being the lying cheat.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
she can't come up. She can't.
It was only that Luke and Josh basically said Tanya took the photo. It was Tanya's fault.
And she wouldn't have said anything if they hadn't done that.
As she said in the car driving to the show, driving to the auction, driving to the reserve reveal, I wish they hadn't done that, I would have.
Or I wish they'd given me a heads up and then.
Oh, friends.
Mate.
Danny's got the right idea. See you next week. We're so glad you can join us, whether it's on Facebook or whether it's on Instagram. We're so stoked you can join us every time. The Unreal Housewives podcast with Nick and Malk. There is so much that we're loving. And look, I can promise you, this week, we're going to get ourselves another housewife and we're going to interview the crap out of them. Even if we have to do a repeat, even if we have to go Cherry or Simone again, but we're going to get another housewife. We're going to ask the hard questions. Hopefully it's only Gam Gam. Hopefully she's had a couple of beers. Who knows what's going to end up. But as always, I have been Steve Malk.
And I have been Nick McLaughlin.
And friends, that has been the Unreal Housewives podcast with Nick and Malk. We're glad you could join us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And we will see you / talk with you on the morrow.
Okay, goodbye.